Hi, and welcome to the 10 Minute Techie Podcast. I'm your host, Tony Westcott.
Episode 57, the Aotearoa New Zealand History's Curriculum. Quick overview starts now. And welcome to this week's episode of the 10 Minute Techie. This week I thought I'd do something a little different. I've been working on a heap of stuff for the Aotearoa New Zealand History's curriculum for Digital Kitty, heaps of resources and supporting stuff. And I thought I would just, since my head's been in there, I'd do something a little bit different than the techie space. And I would dive into a little bit about the Aotearoa History's curriculum and kind of give you a quick overview of what that looks like and what it actually means. I think some of the documents can be a little overwhelming, but sometimes when you hear it and have it broken down for you, it can be really cool. And then you can jump over onto Digital Kitty, www.digitalkitty.co.nz, and have a look at some of the resources. There'll be a bit of free stuff, a bit of premium stuff, but the free stuff will get you on the right track. So let's dive in. Cool. So you probably know the kind of framework that the Aotearoa New Zealand History's curriculum overview is sort of in, which is the understand, know, and do framework, which I think with the curriculum refresh coming up too, that's going to be quite a prominent sort of kaupapa, sort of framework that we will be seeing coming out for a lot of the curriculum refresh. But anyway, let's just unpack those three things. So understand is like the big idea. So that's like understanding some of the big concepts and knowing that they sort of exist. And then the know part is where you sort of dig into those contexts within those contexts and focus on the local stories or the local kind of concepts in those big concepts. That wasn't a great explanation, but you can kind of see where it's going. And then the do part is sort of the inquiry. So that's like asking questions. Now that you understand some stuff and you know some stuff, the so what? And I think the do in an academic context is like constructing understandings and constructing narratives, especially in the history's curriculum piece, exploring resources as a student and unpacking those resources and being able to kind of, I suppose it's that critical thinking, being able to make judgments based on what you've read, what you understand and what you know. I think, here's my little Tony's piece, I think that the do also encompasses now what, so what. And for me, that's like, yep, cool. I can, you know, make some judgments. I can reflect on the attitudes and values of the time. I can explore historical sources. But actually, what do our kids do? And I'm going to go into that a little bit later, but let's start back at understand. So understanding is those big ideas. So the big ideas are the same for all year groups. And there's four key big ideas. And the first one is Māori history. And that is that it's the foundational and continuous history of Aotearoa New Zealand. We're sort of acknowledging these four concepts and that they impact on basically everything in the history of Aotearoa New Zealand. So Māori history is the first one. The second one is colonisation and settlement. They've been central to Aotearoa New Zealand's history for the past 200 years. The third one is power. So power and the use of it has really shaped our history. And the third one is relationships and connections. And that's between people, across boundaries, and that has shaped our history. So now we'll dig into the know part, which is really about bringing it into your local piece. Because, I mean, if you were going to do the whole of New Zealand histories, you'd be going everywhere, really. And I think what's going to make it most meaningful for your ākonga, and for you, I guess, to a degree, is looking at your rohe, your local context around this. And I actually think that's really nice. Like, it gives us permission to explore what's happening here rather than trying to cover bloody everything. So there's four main parts under that as well. Culture and identity. So that's about origins. That's about navigation, that's about peoples who came, like migrated here, and how they were treated. So that's culture and identity. And the second one is government and organization. So a huge focus around like Waitangi Day, Te Tiro o Te Waitangi, the Treaty of Waitangi, lots of focus around some of the decisions government made and how they've organized, especially Māori, but especially some of our policies. And then we've got place and environment. So that's looking at how resources have been used, how tangata whenua are deeply connected, some of the local naming that has happened. And then the last one is economic activity. So basically how different groups have lived and worked and some of the big changes that have impacted like our industries and stuff. So you're probably sitting there going, this sounds like the social sciences curriculum, and it totally is. It's meant to kind of be a part of that, just like the digital technologies curriculum content was a part of the technology curriculum. The Aotearoa histories is actually part of the social sciences curriculum. And then the do part of this framework is specifically in my learning, I can identify and explore historical relationships, which sounds like a whole lot of words, but basically that means like retelling stories, sort of constructing like related events and how things happened and the fact that people construct them differently, maybe constructing narratives, giving examples, comparing examples. And then it goes on to do identifying sources and perspectives. So that's about basically a big focus on giving deliberate attention to mātauranga Māori sources, being able to find sources that help me answer questions about my own past, about identifying views and views that are missing, and how this might affect my interpretation or understanding of the past. Also around realizing that we may not be able to fully answer a lot of our questions based on, you know, the gaps in what perspectives and what sources are missing. Just thought I'd take a breath there. And then the last piece about do is interpreting past experiences, decisions, and actions. So basically that's looking at attitudes and values that motivated people in the past and kind of, I guess, being able to make informed judgments about why they did those. And that's a really interesting one. I think as humans, we look back on the past, we go, gosh, how did people do that to other people? And yes, for a lot of it, some of it's just horrible. But for a lot of it, it was just the time. And I think it's being able to have some empathy and understanding. And whilst we may not agree with it, we can see some of the attitudes and experiences that contributed to those behaviors or actions. And then like kind of down the track in like your year 8, 9, and 10, it's about then comparing them with our own judgments and our own values. And then the piece that I'm putting in, which is not really part of the curriculum per se, but I think it's so important to consider, how might your ākonga share and present these learnings? So what activities, tools, technologies, and formats could they use that engage and resonate with them to be able to share these stories and construct these narratives? And it may be just like, you know, the basics of like setting up a debate in your classroom. I mean, I remember doing that in history when I was at high school. You know, someone would be, Bolivia, and someone would be another country, and you'd debate why you started the war and things like that. But basically, it's about how do we set up experiences for students to be able to share that learning, because history is heavy in terms of the content, and it's a lot of just content. So how might we make that more hands-on and more engaging, and how might we give students the opportunity to follow something that they're interested in that inquiry piece as well? I think just to add a final point to that, when you think about the no part, so culture and identities, government and organisation, place and environment, and economic activity, there's some really interesting actions that can be taken around that. So, you know, about students feeling passionate about place and environment and caring for our environment, or knowing features of the land and how some of our today's actions could be affecting our place and environment and could be part of our history's curriculum in, who knows, 50 years. or government and organizations. So knowing some of the decision making around government that could spark some action. I just think there's such a potential and an excitement here for our youth, our rangatahi, to be really clued up, I guess, in what's happening, and being able to then, you know, participate in society and come to voting at 18 and know what some of the flow on effects of these decisions can be. So I think it's a really, really exciting time. The hardest part, right, for us as educators is going, how on earth do I teach this? Where do I start? So I might do some unpacking later and some further episodes if people are interested. Let me know if you are. You can tweet me at Tiki10 or you can get in touch with me, tony.westcott@digitalcircus.org.nz or hello@digitalkey. Oh, so many. Get in touch with me somehow, you'll find me, if you would like me to do some more Aotearoa NZ histories unpacking. Alrighty, have a lovely, lovely week, everybody. The sun is starting to shine and I am ready for it. And we will see you next week for another episode. Ka kite!